ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific governments have consistently raised concerns over the problem of labour shortages caused by the seasonal worker scheme in Australia and New Zealand. This includes the agriculture sector, which serves as a vital food system for villages across the Pacific region. It's a topic that's being studied by University of the Sunshine Coast Associate Professor Sili Modusamanosi. The ABC's Lucy Cooper spoke to her earlier.
A lot of our seasonal workers are able-bodied men and women who leave our communities and who leave our workforce to either come to New Zealand or come to Australia because there are better pays, better opportunities there for them. When they leave, the communities that they leave behind, they'll be by majority comprised of, you know, the aged and the younger people. And so the role of producing food at the household level and the community level falls to our aged communities and to our younger people. And so food production is impacted in that space. In addition, we've also got labourers who are leaving the food production commercial scale companies in Samoa and across the Pacific. And so these commercial companies' ability to access labour to support their food production is also impacted. And so these are some of the nuances that are affecting food production at home when we've got seasonal workers leaving for better opportunities in New Zealand and Australia, because these are the major schemes that are supporting seasonal workers coming from the Pacific into New Zealand and Australia. There is no question that the seasonal worker scheme also positively impacts our Pacific communities. It contributes to employment rates. It contributes to our GDP through the remittances and the economy that they bring back to the Pacific. So we're wanting to support food production at the local level, but we need to weave in that social and cultural lens to it to support what can we do to empower people who are left behind to build and to resuscitate their food production capabilities. And at the same time, we're also wanting to leverage the capacities and the skills that our seasonal workers gain from New Zealand and Australia to support food production at home. So they often come to New Zealand and Australia to work in orchards. We don't necessarily have strong orchards in the Pacific, but there are skills around good agricultural practices, around pruning, that could be adopted across to the Pacific. But we need to understand what the local context might be to sort of see how these benefits could be brought across to support food production at the Pacific level and region.
Climate change is affecting everyday life in the Pacific. Is the region, you know, equipped or in a strong enough place to also tackle it on a food level?
I think there are a lot of challenges that we have to navigate. So looking at capability, the skill set of the people that we have working in this space, there are areas where they would like more capacity building in. There's resource things, so looking at funding to support research that needs to happen to determine what interventions work to support food production and food security in the face of climate change. But at the same time, I want to acknowledge that there are a lot of donors and a lot of people who are coming in to provide support on the ground. So we've got the Australian government, we've got the New Zealand government, and then we've also got other international players like the World Bank, like ADB, like EFED, all wanting to provide that support to the Pacific. And I think what we do need is to better coordinate all of these efforts to make sure that we're learning from each other and to make sure that we're not reinventing the wheel in some of the spaces that we work in. So acknowledging that there are challenges, but also at the same time, really want to take my hat off to everyone else who are working in this space to support the Pacific in becoming more food secure and more climate resilient.